When the Nazi leaders appeared at Nuremberg, after the Nazi atrocities of World War II, a great part of their defence was that they were only obeying orders. That defence was not accepted, and rightly so, because there are times when obedience is both criminal and also immoral. So these obedient agents of Hitler were sentenced to death or long periods in prison. Many totalitarian systems throughout history have insisted on the total obedience of their followers, and much evil has come from that situation. The Roman Catholic Church is a 2,000-year-old totalitarian system that has insisted on total obedience, and much evil has resulted. The Crusades, the Inquisition, the Counter-Reformation, just to mention three. Hitler killed over 6 million people in 6 years. I wonder how many millions were killed in Catholicism over 2,000 years, and all in the name of obedience. In 1943, in a Poor Clare orphanage in County Cavan, a nighttime fire broke out. The nuns wouldn't allow the firemen in to rescue the girls in case the firemen saw the girls in their night dress. As a result, 35 children and one adult perished. These died as a result of the nuns' crazy obedience to Catholic teaching on modesty and chastity. The Irish author Flann O'Brien wrote a verse condemning the atrocity. In Cavan there was a great fire. Judge McCarthy was sent to inquire. It would be a shame if the nuns were to blame, so it had to be caused by a wire. The four cardinal virtues are prudence, justice, fortitude, and temperance. The seven great virtues are chastity, temperance, charity, diligence, patience, kindness, and humility. So there are at least 11 virtues mentioned in Christian history before you get anywhere near obedience. So obedience is not way up there as a virtue at all. The classical study of obedience was made by Stanley Milgram of Yale University between 1961 and 1963. He was trying to understand and explain the Germans' extreme obedience to Hitler. They measured the willingness of volunteers to perform acts against their conscience and normal behaviour, and inflict painful electric shocks on people in another room. People that those shocks would have put to death. The vast majority of volunteers obeyed the orders. As humans, but especially as Christians, we need to carefully consider where we stand on obedience. In the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5, verse 29, we are told, obedience to God comes before obedience to men. And that instruction is backed up in the Bible by the books of Ephesians, Samuel, Deuteronomy, Ezekiel, James, Genesis, and many others. So we should view every order we are given and every decision we make in the context of our primary obedience and obligation to God and to God's will. In the book of Daniel in the Bible, King Nebuchadnezzar ordered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to worship him instead of God. The three men refused and were thrown into a fire. But then the king saw God walking in the fire with the three men, and immediately he pulled the three out of the fire and promoted them to high office. The moral of the story is, obey God and thrive, or obey voices opposed to God and perish. One of my political heroes was Tony Benn, and his favourite hymn was Dare to be a Daniel. Standing by a purpose true, heeding God's command, honour them, the faithful few, all hail to Daniel's band. Dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone, dare to have a purpose firm, dare to make it known. Many mighty men are lost, daring not to stand, who for God had been a host by joining Daniel's band. Many giants, great and tall, stalking through the land, headlong to the earth would fall if met by Daniel's band. Hold the gospel banner high, on to victory grand. Satan and his hosts defy, and shout for Daniel's band. Dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone, dare to have a purpose firm, dare to make it known. My friends, obey men with caution. Obey men at your peril.